Agriculture and the United States Department of Agriculture's budget, the proposed reductions in mandatory spending, including things such as the Farm Bill programs, crop insurance, and food and nutrition assistance, the overall proposed reduction is about $240 billion over the next 10 years. A significant portion of those cuts would come out of the nutrition and food assistance programs, but also proposes large cuts to crop insurance, conservation, and other farm policy programs. In addition to that, the proposed budget would suggest eliminating critical market development and export promotion programs such as MAP and FMD that are highly important to the work that Cotton Council International performs.
But as Langley says, Congress typically dismisses most presidential proposals.
As is the case with most administrations, when they propose their budget, that's simply a proposal. Congress typically dismisses most of those proposals and writes the annual funding bills to represent their own priorities and the priorities of industries and constituencies. So the National Cotton Council will be heavily focused on making sure our allies in Congress know our priorities when it comes to maintaining the existing programs in the Farm Bill, as well as what we need in the annual appropriations bill for USDA, which will include the critical funding for things like MAP and FMD for market promotion, but also full funding for the pest eradication programs, the industry's cotton ginning labs, and other important programs to the cotton industry. So we'll remain vigilant in working with our allies in Congress to ensure those priorities are fully funded in the coming fiscal year.